you know, because Blog
Talk Radio.
Hello, Blog Talk Radio. Can you guys hear
me? Yes.
Okay, Doc, can you hear me?
The lady's voice didn't go. Yes, I can.
I know. She didn't go, and she's welcome to Blog Talk Radio. So maybe that's their problem on the audio, which is okay. It's Gratitude Sunday. We've got a lot to be thankful for, and I'm glad that you two are here. Victoria, I'm really glad this is your idea to do this kind of show to make a difference, and it starts with each of us individually looking at the mirror and then uniting together to create something wonderful and good, especially a time of really tumultuous stuff going on and some horrific stuff as well. I know that we had what went down in Europe, and we pray for the families of all those souls and for their well-being and for them to have some peace in their lives, if not now, eventually. And we pray for the whole world here, because this is affecting all of us. And Di, I'm glad you're here, because I know that it's 2 hours earlier out there in Colorado, and I know you guys have had some terrible weather. And Victoria, I know that you're out there, and in Virginia it's cold. You're going horseback riding, I'm assuming, a little bit later.
Yeah.
But you started this, and you didn't do your show on Thursday. You wanted to do it now. And so I'm so grateful that you're here. And tell us about your blog and what inspired it. And Di, I know you got some good stuff to share, too, as well, with gratitude and making a difference. And so please, take it away, Victoria. Talk to us for a few minutes here.
Well, what I really felt compelled to really let people understand what this attack means, you know, because I saw on Facebook, as I'm, you know, doing my own perusing of the feed line, you know, that there were so many people out there just, you know, slamming, you know, Islam in general, getting angry, you know, tossing, you know, really negative energy out there. And I was just like, wait, that's what they want us to do. And I know that there's,
wow.
You know, I've blogged before, and I've had shows before about soul's purposes and energies and all this stuff. And I was like, we need to raise our vibration, people. And, you know, I really wanted to inspire people to understand that, you know, in a time of crises, we really need to make sure that we send out the right energy, so that way we better the situation than continue to breed more negativity. So I blogged that, and it really just came from my heart and how to do it.
Wow, amazing, amazing. And you know what, you guys, she said in there, I'm going to cry when I say this because it's emotional. She said, we got to unify. And Victoria, you are a veteran, and
yes.
And you served in the military, and you served, I'm going to say all over the world. And so, you know, you're talking from a perspective, I'm from a military family. I know that Di, you know, we all have that, but you have firsthand knowledge. And so when you're talking about being a veteran and looking at it from that perspective, because you've had to be a soldier and you chose to be a soldier, so take us on that path a little bit. Tell us what you feel and talk to us about that. And by the way, Whitney's here too, so Whitney, I'm glad you're here because I know you've got some stuff to share. But go ahead, share with us now, Victoria.
Well, I am a veteran, so of course I know what the first instinct of what I would want to do to combat this is, of course, fire, you know, hail and brimstone of bombs and such, because, you know, come on, that's what the military does. We retaliate, you know. But I also, you know, I have a master's degree in terrorism studies, and so I understand from the perspective of people who aren't necessarily from a military family, people who don't necessarily support conflict or war. They don't like it. I mean, there's a lot of people that just don't like it, and that's fine, and that's absolutely normal too. So I wanted people to know that you don't have to retaliate in order to combat this, that there's other ways that you could combat something this catastrophic without doing, you know, harm in return. You know, so
that's good.
And also studying a lot about Islam and you know, knowing a couple people who do study it or are Muslims in general, you know, it's the most misunderstood religion possible. And misunderstood being that there's people that, embrace it correctly. And then there's a lot of people who take it and then they misinterpret it on purpose to breed it to conform to what they want. And that's the people that are causing the harm. You know, so it's a small percentage of people that are, you know, drawing in the negativity, and we have the power to prevent it and to combat it by raising our vibration, raising our energy.
I'm going to agree with you on that too as well. And Di, I'd love your opinion of Whitney as well, because here's what I know. Islam's not the only religion. I mean, you had some crazies in Christianity, you've had crazies in Muslim, you had crazies in every darn religion, okay? So, but I talked to my dad the other day, and he's a veteran, and he said, I go, Jesus, didn't he? Yes.
Okay, somebody makes a whole lot of their noise.
I know, yeah, so I, why is that? I'm sorry about that. So, I'm going to say this, and, okay, hopefully it'll stop. If it's me, it'll stop in just a minute, but if it's somebody else, you're going to have to call back in. Okay, you know what? I'm going to take, Diane, you talk right now, because I'm going to call right back in, and you guys, and I'll see if it's me, okay? So, let's see if it stopped. Oh, you hate that? Okay,
it stopped.
Okay, I'm going to call back in, and I'll, yeah, oh, good. Okay, somebody call back in. All right, here's the deal, guys. my dad and I were talking, and I said, Dad, I love my country. Victoria and I were talking about being, you know, raising the vibration means being a part, doing research, and she can talk about that in a second. But I go, Jesus did not hate the Roman soldiers, right? They put him to death, right? Or that dude, what's his name, Pontius Pilate, didn't hate him either, who sentenced him to death. He never hated any of the what are those folks in the temple that really disregarded, you know, who he was and, you know, and who we all are. And we're all children of God. And so if it's good enough for Jesus, then it's good enough for me, right? I'm not going to hate. And you know what? You change things by looking at it differently, changing your mindset, changing your life. And I'm so grateful to be in this country. I'm so grateful to take part of it and vote. I'm so grateful to take part in it and just believe in a higher, you know, instead of condemning someone or the Islams or the Christians or the organized religion or anything like that, you know, then I'm not going to condemn it, because that's the same energy that we all that these crazies did. They condemn something, then they go shoot, all right, or they go kill, whatever you want to say. So if we're condemning it because they're killing, then the energy is just condemning and being hateful and mean and hating. And I don't care, you know, who you hate or what that is, it's still the same kind of energy. So how do we change that? Well, we're great. You know, I think that we start out being super grateful for who we are and what we have, man, what this country offers us, what we can share with the world, right? You know what I mean? And love and joy and peace. And also, Victoria, you made a statement about being informed about what's going on in our government, about what's going on in the world, about what's going on, and not saying I support hating and the mockery that people are doing, but just supporting making a change. Anyway, Di, what do you feel? And Victoria, I want you to talk about that, because you have an idea mm-hmm. about that, and it was so powerful. And Whitney, if you're on, I want you to share too, if that's cool, if you feel comfortable with that. So go ahead, Di, please.
Oh, wow. Now something's going again.
I can go.
I don't know.
Like
maybe I'll hang up. It's horrible. Yeah, exactly. I don't know what that
okay.
is. Oh, my God.
Well, okay, go ahead.
It doesn't want me to talk. Oh, my goodness. Maybe I'll hang up. It's just horrible. I don't know. Okay, I'm going to hang up.
Is it done?
Anybody still there?
I am, if you can hear me.
I can hear you. I don't know what that craziness is.
I don't know either.
And I'm like, I think
but
it's that
like
negativity
to
trying
about...
to get in.
I would like to know about more of what you know from, like, your educational background, Victoria. Like, do you have any ideas, like, what the future's looking like or, you know, what any kind of game plans there might be?
Well, just, I mean, with educational, this whole process of what's going on in the world is an ideological war, right? So, holy cow. So with something like that, it's hard to fight it in normal means. Maybe it's the host line that's getting crappy.
I know. I know. I think Blog Talk's got issues. Oh, my goodness.
This is painful.
Well, everything sounds clear and fine to me. Sorry, guys. I don't hear any issues.
You don't hear
really?
Anything.
Oh, my God.
No, everything
horrible.
Sounds perfectly clear to me. But,
oh, my God, you're so lucky.
So, I know recently there's been a few block attempts at some stuff that they were planning that was kind of found out through the group Anonymous going on and doing whatever it is that they do. So, I mean, I think there's people now and more of the world trying to get involved to stop ISIS, where before, like with the 9/11 attacks, you know, it was, I think America kind of felt a little isolated, like we didn't get a whole lot of help, but now it's like a worldwide thing. I think there's a lot more countries getting involved because they realize that it's not just America, it's the whole world. All these countries,
right.
You know, are at risk. And so it's kind of giving us all an opportunity to bond together and look at the world as a whole instead of, you know, it's just us and we have to defend ourselves, but, you know, it's the whole world here. We all have a common goal in, you know, trying to just stop the madness.
Right. And it is. I think originally Al-Qaeda was very isolated in its particular countries. They didn't do that many attacks outside. But now it's like ISIS is extremely knowledgeable on how to go around our defenses. You know, they just know. They know, you know, they pay attention. They're not stupid. You know, they use the media a lot. And
can you hear me? Okay,
yeah.
Victoria, I need you to try it. Can you hear us and call back in? Because everybody else is live. So can you call back in? And that would be great.
Yep.
All right, and then Whitney, can you call back in too as well? Because I'll make sure it's not you. Okay.
Sure.
And see if you wish. Yeah. Okay, good. Okay. All right, good. And okay, I'm here.
Okay. Do you want me to call back in?
No, you're fine because it's stopping now. Okay, so it's one of those, I think, and then, okay, good deal. So, anyway, Allison, you know, I'm telling you, you do what you got to do, and then it works, okay? So here's Allison,
good morning,
and I just think it's some cool energy there. Okay, all right, guys, you call back in, and yeah, sounds a lot better. And so, I Whitney, you were saying some cool stuff, okay? So please, I want you to be able to try it, okay, and see if you can talk now, okay? So whoever just called back in, one of you two,
can you hear me?
Good. Yeah, because I can hear you. Can you guys hear me? Okay, because I'm doing it a different
good.
Way. Okay,
yeah.
Go ahead. Okay, go ahead. Please. All right. So I'm a little addled trying to get it all together. So go ahead, Whitney.
Well, Victoria, I liked what you were saying about how, you know, things are different now because they use so much more social media and technology. And it's just wild to me that some of that can't be traced. I mean,
no, it can
I guess
be.
I don't know.
I mean, it is, but they also know the capabilities of the applications we have now. I mean, it's not simple. I mean, how... Let's say, for instance, what happens if somebody uses Facebook? you know? Like, Facebook, it's complicated. It's owned by somebody who's a U.S. person, and it has a whole bunch of U.S. people on there, and then all of a sudden you're going to try to collect from a U.S. carrier, which is not really what the citizens want. You got to think about it. All that stuff that NSA was under scrutiny for now is causing problems. Just think about it, you know, because everyone's like, I don't want people collecting on me. Well, great. So now they know about us having, you know, freaking out about, you know, people collecting on U.S. companies or U.S. people. And so now the people who are doing the collecting are not able to do so. So they're, you know, unable to follow the leads that they need to. And it's because people are thinking that everyone's getting collected on. Do you know what I mean?
Right,
so it's causing more problems than what it really should be.
You guys, I have a question. Guys, really, I want to ask you guys a question, okay? I'm an average citizen sitting here, okay? And you know, and you guys are knowledgeable. So if I'm an average citizen here, because we've got a lot of people worldwide that are going to listen to this, what is the first thing that we can do to make a difference, okay? Di and Allison, you haven't talked yet, and I want to go back to what you guys are saying, but somebody just texted me that. What can I do? So, Di,
well,
what do you think? Okay, go ahead. I want Di and Allison to – no, it's okay. You go ahead and say, Victoria, it's your show. All right, I'm just giving you that question.
Well, the first thing you need to do is just not pay attention to negativity, period. Don't pay attention to the post on Facebook that says, you know, all Muslims are bad. You know, Islam is not a religion of peace, because that's not true, you know, and just don't look at it. Don't look at the media, because the media is going to twist it and taint it and not give you the full story. Just turn off the news and just pray for the people that, you know, had it affected, and then just raise your vibration and know that good will prevail, period. You know, I really think that that should be the first part. It's just don't let the people feed you with the negativity. I mean, there's so many people out there bantering.
Well,
oh, my God.
Hold on 1 second. Here's another question, because I'm going to get this in a second. What do you feed yourself instead? People, because
you
it's...
feel
it's
positive.
Okay,
positive.
Give me
feel like, you know
me
what,
an example
world,
what
good,
you do.
Good will prevail. So, you know, I wake up in the morning and I send out gratitude. I'm grateful for my house. I'm grateful for the air I breathe. I'm grateful that I'm able to live another day. You know, I'm grateful to be able to
send
out love to
people. How about that you're grateful for your country? You told me something the other day. You go, I am grateful for this country that I get to look at it and explore it.
Yeah.
Right.
And grateful that we have what we have. We live in a first world country, you know. So some people complain that they have an iPhone 4 and that is ruining their life, because they don't have the iPhone 6. Well, how about those people in Africa who don't even have cell phones, you know? So we live in a first world country, so we should be grateful for those things, you know, and that's where we should, you know, be appreciative of the country we live in. We have the capabilities to do so many things, you know, so you just have to be happy with what you have, you know what I mean, and be grateful, I mean, honestly, and then, you know, send out gratitude for the people who don't, and just be like, you know, I'm grateful that you're able to live and live another day, even though you live in a very difficult country, you know, like the Syrians and stuff like that, you know.
When you told me that, I'm so grateful that I'm not from Syria. I was like, she's so right. And man, thank you for that, because educate ourselves about what's going on, but also educate ourselves in about making sure we raise our vibration. That's what I got from the article.
Yeah,
you know?
Definitely. I mean, don't believe what the media says. I mean, honestly, don't. It's just, it's hard for them to publish news that is not biased and isn't, you know, pulling to one side or the other. I mean, it's just, the news tends to be more politically aligned than it should be. So I usually just, you know, I'll cruise around, check out whatever I'm interested in looking at, trying to find an unbiased viewpoint. And if there isn't one, then you know what? I don't look. You know, when I look for things online about the news and trying to figure out what's going on, I get angry. So it's lowering my vibration. So I'm just like, you know what? Instead of getting angry, I just won't look at it. So I just turn on the Hallmark Channel and watch Christmas stories and be happy. And that's what I do.
But you, as well as looking and perusing what's going on, you start by feeding yourself good stuff like gratitude. I know you meditate.
Yep.
I know you do a lot with reading books and soul traveling and all that. That's cool. Do you mind if I ask Allison and Whitney, I'd love to know what you think, because I know you do a lot of workshops on this, and I know that's your strong point, and Allison. So, but Di, I want to hear what you have to say, because Di, bless her heart, she works in retail. If there's anything that's hard to do, it's got to be retail, especially this time of year. What's your thoughts on that? How do you take care of yourself? How do you raise your vibration? And I know that you research. I don't know if you do read the news. I don't. I read a little bit on MSN or something like that. But I'm not. I don't watch TV like that. Di, what do you suggest?
Okay, so I'm going to be the unpopular one here. First, I will say, on a practical standpoint, this is non-spiritual. On a practical standpoint, as a U.S. citizen, what you can do is vote for candidates who don't want to cut defense spending. And I'm just going to put that out there as the unpopular person, okay?
I'm with you. Amen.
That's something that you can do as a practical thing, as an actionable thing that affects your country and that affects our ability to feel safe in our country and as well as in other countries. As a soul, living in a country that is free, but yet we see these horrific things happening in other countries, and we have horrific things happening in our country. The school shootings are getting just out of control, and it started here with Columbine in Colorado, where I'm from, and I know people who were very affected with that. The greatest thing that other people could do when people are hurting is to give them that outpouring of sympathy and the care packages. I mean, the stuff that was coming in to that high school from other states, from other schools, from other countries, it was amazing. And it really impacts the people who are the victims. And the victims right now are the families, the survivors, or the ones who are horribly named because of the shootings. Those are the victims right now. The people who are dead, they actually are in a much better place than the rest of us are now, and so I feel like their families are the victims right now. Those are the people who need support. And as a country, as a citizen, an American citizen, what we can do is, get your community together and do a drive to make care packages. I know it meant everything to those kids at Columbine High School to get homemade cards from, kindergartners in Oregon. I mean, it was like when you start, you get this outpouring of love and support from all over the world. That is the greatest thing. And talking about raising the vibration, it's almost like the community, the collective unconscious vibration gets raised when you get people from all over the world supporting you and showing you love. And so that is what we can do as American citizens. That's what we can do to help the victims. And that, and in the future, what we can do is vote on candidates who will not cut more defense spending, because and I'm not going to start throwing my political beliefs in here, but that is what I absolutely believe is absolutely necessary with the way the world is going with ISIS. ISIS is getting huge. It's getting huge. And we don't have the bodies anymore in special forces to really infiltrate that. And that's because we've cut our defense spending. And that's an unpopular vote, but that's what I'm telling you.
I don't think it's unpopular, because Victoria told me something the other day. She said if we don't, for now, because protecting ourselves, protecting our country, if we don't let the refugees in, for the moment, it would save us a lot and protect us even more. So is that defense? Is that a defense mechanism? You bet. And sometimes defense doesn't mean it's necessarily with guns and ammo or whatever. Mm-hmm. It is like an idea, a raise your consciousness and realize where we need to tighten up. I agree with you and on that. That's good. Thank you, Victoria, because you said that. I want to, and Donna, thank you for being here. Victoria, these people are all here because of what you believe, okay? Do you understand? And what you put out there. So, Allison, what do you feel that we need to do?
Well, I mean, I hate to sound redundant like everyone else, but I do agree with the fact that we need to vote people in the office that do look at our defense, or our systems, you know, that aren't willing to cut, you know, the military aspect of what we have, because that's what's kept our country safe, number one. It's kept us on the forefront of everything. And I believe in that. And I actually have I have several of my parents that are in the military. They walk in every morning and they have their uniforms on and they're dropping their children off at school. And I tell them every day how grateful I am for them, you know, because they're protecting us.
Sure.
And they're looking out for our well-being. And, you know, and I also agree with what everyone else has said. We have to keep our vibrations high. We have to, you know, really nurture those people that have been left behind, you know, the victims of those families, and really just pay gratitude towards them. And help them in their suffering, really reach out to the communities. Everybody really needs to become one of one mindset. And I know that that's a really large order to fill. But if we can have gratitude towards ourselves and towards the many blessings that we have and extend that gratitude out towards everyone else and really build community and look past the diversity and look past the differences and really begin to see that we're all one and we're all the same, it would make things so much easier. I mean, I know from where I'm at and what I do in education, that's what we're building with our children now. We're trying to set that foundation so 10 years, 20 years from now, that we can put those children in place that can help develop what we're trying to start now.
Mm-hmm. Amazing.
Go ahead. No.
Dalai Lama said one thing. He said, if we all started teaching our kids to meditate now, we in the next generation, we would have a place without violence, a world
mm-hmm.
without violence.
It's true.
I'm not cut the military. I support our military. You guys, my family's military. I know all you guys do too as well. But when we support military, instead of coming from, we need to get those MFs or we need to do this, whatever, you come from a place we need to support our country, we need to support our victims, and we need to support each other, come from a place of love, and you can do that. And then you get the best military out there, because I've had my family has died for the military, it died for our country, and that's so important. I agree with you guys on
that. It is. If I may say one more thing, the other thing that has been really interesting in my workplace, my boss, her daughter is sick. They're not really sure what's going on with her. But ironically enough, she's going more towards the metaphysics side. And she knew that I had taken Reiki with Therese. And she asked me to help her with her daughter. And now she's putting into place for the whole staff. She wants everybody she's actually offering several courses in meditation because she wants not only the administrators to start meditating, but she wants the teachers to really start focusing on having a more balanced lifestyle, because she wants that to infiltrate our schools and to raise our vibrations so that we can really help our families and really help in times like this, because it's been really interesting. With all this going on and all the media hype, she was actually over in Amsterdam when the bombings happened in Paris, and she said that over there they don't play it up like they do in the States. She said it was just like another day, and everybody was coming together trying to figure out what they could do to help each other or what they could help send over to France. And this was in Amsterdam. And so it was really interesting, the mindset that we as the United States have, that we always tend to go to the negative, whereas over in Europe, most of the people are trying to see what they can do to help. And I really wish that we could put that out there. I mean, our media, I don't watch the news. I'm like you. I like you, Tree. I mean, I'll get bits and pieces. And, you know, some people say that I put my head in the sand. I don't want the negativity. I pick and choose which stations I watch because I want the truth. I don't want the hyped up. I don't want the hyped up version of what really happened. You know,
that's cool.
It's
hard
to decipher.
And I think, you know, one thing that we all need to realize too, and this is from another aspect of everything, is that, you know, as a soul plan, these people in Paris died for a reason. Okay, they chose this, not knowing themselves, that they were going to be a symbol for us to build up on our compassion that we need to have for humanity. Okay, so by something catastrophic like this, 9/11, I mean, you could say all these catastrophic events that has occurred where there's been a lot of death. has built up compassion, because we do those packages of gratitude towards, you know, the Columbine, you know, students. We do send packages out to France, to the Red Cross, or to whomever, because we as humans feel compassion for the loss, you know, because we hurt just the same as they do, even though we weren't directly affected. And that is what their soul was supposed to do. They were supposed to be here to bring up compassion. Compassion is the compassion of love. So when you're compassionate to someone else who's gone through something, you're increasing your vibration because it's love, you know, and that's what they were chosen, their soul chose to be an example of that, you know, and that's what just happened. I'm like, oh, God, this is what they chose to do. I said, okay, so let's build up the love, you know, and that's the way I took it for it. And so just the same as when you meditate, if you don't know what to meditate about, as I put on the blog, I said, meditate picturing France in the world. Just put France. And then all of a sudden just circle and engulf it in white light, in green light, you know, in healing light. And just visualize, you know. And if you don't know what to do, just visualize sending it tons of hearts. You know, pummel France with hearts, or pummel people that you know. Visualize your way in your mind of what you expect the event to look like in your head, what Paris looks like, and then just send bubbles of hearts. You know, it's the intention of that is going to cause the vibration to come higher than, you know, trying to do the which way to meditate correctly. Your intention is to send out the good vibrations and it will go out. You know, and I think people need to realize that, you know, the smallest actions of the intention is what's going to cause the vibration to increase. You know, so instead of looking at it as such a negative view, because I agree 100% with the politics, you know, with the military, trust me, everything what everyone said, I agree. But not everybody has that mindset where they want to take that viewpoint, just because we have a lot of people that just don't. And so instead of, you know, approaching it that way, you could approach it metaphysically and just meditate, you know. And then, of course, 2016, please vote correctly so that we get someone in so we can get more money towards the military. So then maybe, you know, we can hire some really good bright souls in my job, you know, instead of some of the ones that aren't so bright. I mean, so.
And you got a lot of marbles there, Victoria. I get you.
Yeah.
Hey, I don't want to cut anybody off, but I'm here helping her because I can see what's going on. And I know, Victoria, I want to hear what you have to say because your show. But this is, I know Miss Whitney over here has probably got a lot to say and about love and light. And we take ask questions and just put the military first. Right away. So, you know, we're Southern State. But tell us, Whitney, what do you feel? What do you think? All right? Because I know you. I was raised like you, girl.
Well, I actually did my Wednesday show a little bit about this, and I talked about how, you know, everybody has an opinion about what's going on, and when everybody starts to get on Facebook and social media or even just a general conversation and they want to talk about their opinion and their views and they want to share all that information and they want to, you know, blast it all over Facebook, they get really up in arms. And so everybody knows what that energy feels like in your body. You know, you feel that energy rise. You feel that it's not necessarily a rage, but it's pretty close. It's like you have to defend your stance and you have to defend your opinion and you have to assert your opinion on other people. And so all of that is actually the opposite of what we want to be doing. And when, you know, we can't directly affect change at the moment. So, I mean, we can vibrationally, we can energetically by not getting into those traps, those ego traps of I'm going to defend my stance and I'm going to defend my opinion. But, you know, just pull back from all that and just share the positive stuff in your life and focus on the positive, because, you know, complaining about the president or complaining about what he's going to do or stating your opinion about how he should or shouldn't be doing isn't going to stop him, isn't going to change anything. You know, it's just going to create that negative tension in your body, which we all know will make you sick if you continue to do that. you know, your body doesn't like that negative energy. So, you know, it's one thing if you can take it and turn it into a motivation to create positive change. But if you're just constantly reliving that every day and you're not actually turning it into some kind of action to release it from your body, then it's not doing you any good. And so I know, you know, a lot of people are fearful about these refugees, but, you know, an option because, you know, we've got politicians now saying don't send refugees to my states and all this stuff, but I don't think it's actually stopping any refugees from coming in. And so people saying all this stuff on Facebook isn't stopping the refugees from coming into our country. It's going to continue. So an option would be find out where they're going and do it in a place of love, not in a place of hate, you know, not a place of retaliation. But like I know I live in North Carolina and we have a place in High Point and a place in Greensboro that, you know, help refugees. And we've had several places here in these locations that are very close to me. And so instead of going to that fear base, because this has been going on since, you know, September of last year. So there's a whole year's worth of refugees already here. It's not something that's just started. You know, they started placing people a year ago. So there's lots of people already here. So an option instead of getting fearful or being hateful would be, you know, find out how you can help. Find out how you can get involved. Find out where these locations are in your country, or I mean in your state, you know, that you can go to and say, how can I help? And maybe by getting to help these people and meet these people and see these people, it might comfort some of your fears, you know, to see that not all of them are, you know, bad people. And yes, there are some that fly under the radar, but you know, I think by being more interactive that way and showing compassion and showing gratitude and sharing and doing things like that, it's going to help counteract some of the fear and the negativity. And that's the way to actually do something and be involved, because all of us sitting around stating our opinions, you know, isn't going to stop or change anything in this moment.
I like that. That is a good point there. And by the way, you said states. It's this show is worldwide, so no matter where they are in the world, if they find out where the refugee camp is or however you say it, and education, which is something Victoria said, heart and soul is what you all have said, and instead of condemning or getting all radical and you come from love, that's all what we all agree with, and that makes a huge difference. Tell me something, guys. Our veteran here in the Angel Coaches, Victoria, really, you guys got to read her blog, and if you haven't, you need to do it. It's a great blog. It touched me so much, and then her idea for the show today. And gratitude is important. Does anybody, Victoria, do you want to add to that? Because that's so key there. I love you, Whitney. I'm going to get all jacked up and hurt all you guys, okay? That's good.
Well, you know, I think everyone should pay attention to what they're feeling. If you're feeling fear, rage, disgust, anger, whatever the case, those are negative words, you know. So while I've, you know, done shows on being peaceful in your mind, quieting your mind, and trying to understand what energy you're feeling, if you're thinking and you're just like, God, that is so awful and blah, 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 and you're like disgusted, well, that's a negative. So maybe you should stop thinking that way and change it. Do you know what I mean? Or, you know, just be mindful of the words you're using to describe a situation that you know, that you're irritated or bothered by, and just be like, well, why am I bothered by it? And then you start thinking it out. And if your words come out to be more negative or egotistical, then those are thoughts you shouldn't have. And just try to eliminate them and try to get into that peaceful mind that you should have on the daily. I mean, it's hard. Don't get me wrong. I mean, I have my own levels of rage that I feel when I read some of these things and some of these closed-minded folk who really have those statements like, you know, Islam is not a peaceful religion. I'm just like, oh, my God, please, people. And I get angry because I'm like, you know, every religion has their radical. It's just that it just happens that Islam has gotten a little bit more than normal. They got a little extra sprinkles on their cupcake when it comes to radical. So, you know, it's just we can't think like that, you know. And, you know, just a little word of factoid. Islam, in the Quran, let me tell you, Jesus and Mary are mentioned more times than Muhammad is. Okay, so how can we condemn a religion who mentions about Jesus and Mary? You know what I mean? When those are the people within the Bible. Do you know what I mean? So it's like, how can you think so negatively about it when that's a fact, you know? So it's not everybody. The refugees, no, not all the, I would say 99% of the refugees that are coming into people's countries are not sad. Do I think that ISIS knows that we're welcoming all these refugees, and what a better place than to put some men in these groups to infiltrate into countries to start, you know, their own little cell? Yes, I do agree on that. I do think they're doing that. I wouldn't put it past them. But it doesn't mean that we have to condemn the Syrians as a whole, because it's not their fault that they happen to live in a country where ISIS decided to be rampant and to be like a mold or fungus under your toenail. So we have to have compassion for them. They're displaced. They are, you know, not where they're comfortable. They're in a country that does not follow the same religious beliefs or cultural beliefs, but yet they're safe. You know, so we do have to think like that.
I like that. Breathe. I like that.
And of course, the media is not going to tell you those things. The media is just not going to. They're going to instill the rage. Like was said before, they're not out there to make people feel warm and fuzzy. They're out there to get us angry. And as my father, who gets uptight and worked up over all sorts of things, let me tell you, I said, "Dad, what can you do about this?" And he's like, "Well, nothing." I'm like, "Yeah, exactly." So I said, "Why are you raging then?" I said, "The only thing you can do is write your congressman or vote." I said, "And once you do those things, everything is out of your hands. So why get angry? There's no need to get angry and upset about it, because it just does you nothing, and it does get you sick. And it does cause you to have ailments that you never thought you would ever have before, because you're holding in and festering the negativity. It's just not necessary." You know, you have to have faith and trust that the right outcome is going to happen. And I firmly believe that good is going to prevail. This is the last taste that we're going to have of evil, because the good is going to prevail. It is, and I know it will. So just having that faith that we will overcome this, you know, we may experience some more attack somewhere just to make sure that we get what we need to do to retaliate back. But as humans, we should just, you know what, raise our vibration, have faith that the good will prevail, and just, you know, meditate the good and do that on a daily, you know, and it will happen. Good will prevail out of all this. You know, we just have to have faith that, you know, the good will do it.
That is so good. I appreciate that more than you know. And ladies, we're going to have to great there. All you guys contributed. Amazing. But now I'm going to put this out there. I shared your Facebook show on some of you guys' page. So I'm going to make a point, and I try to do that anyway, to share it on my page, right? Victoria's talking about, you know, soul planning, you know, and I share it on Whitney's page, you know, when she's doing, I shared it on my page. I think we all need to make a point shows, all our shows on each other's page, because then it's not about getting rage and all that. It's like, wow, she's supporting me. I also think that Whitney has set it up where we can blog about anything, okay? And whatever you're passionate about, we can blog. Thank you, Whitney, by the way. And some of you guys want to blog, and some of you guys got something you want to share and you want to make a difference, start with our website, angelcoaches.org, okay? You want to know who is consistent about. Who is it? Me. Okay. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do it. And you know, Whitney's pretty consistent about blogging too. So let's make a difference. Let's share our shows on Facebook and on each other's Facebook, because you know what? You guys are beautiful, man. I got a comment on somebody the other day. I can't remember who it is. I go, I listened to her show and it touched my heart. And now I got a better idea. But I want you to know that came from somebody on my Facebook who read your show. It wasn't my show, okay? You understand? So we all can make a difference just doing that. And, you know, so I promise you I'm going to continue to share and whatever you have post out there or want to post. And then you guys are going to have more control over all this. It's not about control, but where you can see who's calling in and post your own stuff. Because I, you know, and just get it to me, because I want to make
You're coming in and out.
I said, I want to make sure it goes in. I want to make sure that you guys get your stuff out there. And myself, or I'm nominating you now, Whitney. Whitney will be able to do that. Okay. Anyway, you guys, happy Thanksgiving. I am so grateful for you guys. I'm like jacked up. I'm going to go run now. I love you guys. Take care. God bless. And I will see you next this week sometime.
Okay. Bye, everybody.
All right,
bye,
guys.
Bye.
Happy Thanksgiving.